You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Hey, it's the after party for day 5. I'm Chris.
I'm Herman.
We're also Chris.
Also Chris.
As the case might be.
That's what you put in the description for each episode. I'm like, okay, I appreciate that. You forced me to be called Herman.
We're talking about day 5, episode 3, Night Terrors.
I have to say probably my favorite episode so far.
Definitely my favorite episode so far. Mm-hmm. For one thing, this is the first episode of the show that's genuinely scary.
Yeah, this is definitely their horror episode.
Yeah, it even is kind of 80s Carpenter-esque feel at points.
Yeah, definitely kind of has the feel of a zombie type of movie. Although the thing in it is not a zombie.
No, it's just a dude who we see in the very creepy opening sequence who his way of dealing with all this was just to go batshit murderous crazy. Mm-hmm.
And to create one of the most unique murder weapons ever, I think.
His own arm?
His own arm wrapped in a cast with nails that he shot himself with.
Yeah, yeah, he's full-blown Looney Tunes, and also... I really like the way they kind of brought in the Mexican community in this one. I mean, it is Texas after all.
Yeah, yep.
You know, absolutely. I want to know what's in the green energy drink, though.
It keeps you awake, whatever it is.
Yeah, I love the way they drink it. They all go, oh, shit. And you're like, man, if that's real, they should market that shit.
They'll be the last ones who will live throughout this series, probably. Yeah. La Bruja, who makes it.
Oh, man, you got to love to have a Bruja at any show. You bring in a Bruja, and you're like, yeah, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some good Bruja. Mm. Making some good Bruja.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there's several questions I have in this one, one of which, when we see at the very end with Ellis, like, driving up on Dallas and going, whoa, the whole city is slit up.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You know, it's probably like this weird post-apocalyptic Mad Max type society now where they have this warlord in charge of everything.
Oh, God, I hope so.
because they're kind of hitting, I know it's like hitting, like, each... like post-apocalyptic like subgenre. Mm-hmm. Like this episode was kind of an homage to like zombie apocalypse, and like the previous ones are more like a more straight kind of survivor thing. Or like in episode 2, I mean, they go to a rave and it's kind of like this kind of I don't know, just it's just a different take on kind of like a post-apocalyptic scenarios, which I really like.
Yeah, this definitely was like, in many ways, this is one of the more unique post-apocalyptic things we've seen in that everything that we see, the way people are reacting, is all too human, but we've never really seen this take on how people behave after at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and also there's like, unlike other apocalypse things where you're like, where the people are like, well, I'm going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And here, most people are like, we're not going to survive.
Yeah, even the kids are like, I'm probably going to die in the next few days. Oh, well.
There you go.
Let's play tag.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
At that point, you know, she's 13, 14. The odds are tag was not what she had on her mind before she got stabbed repeatedly.
No, definitely
like,
not.
You know, you're going like, hey, I'm too young if we weren't all dying, but in this context, let's go, youngin'.
Yeah.
Let's, and poor Sam was like, what's happening? Is something going to happen here?
Mm-hmm. I have to say, like, I thought Sam was a lot better in this episode.
I did too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, you know, he's still a little, there's something just so... what's the word? He's just so goddamn earnest in every bit of dialogue.
I'm trying to be an earnest kid.
Well, I know. And you said you just got to meet him.
I did. Yeah. The actor, Walker, Satterwhite, probably the most eloquent speaking kid I've ever met.
Yeah.
Like he really is. It's like he put me to shame. Okay.
His character's not that different from who he really is.
To a certain extent. Yeah. But for me, maybe it's just from meeting him and then watching the episode at the premiere screening at RTX. I think I just started to appreciate him more, honestly, and what he's bringing to the series.
It's always different when you have a conversation with the actor afterwards.
Yeah.
You're always like, they're not so bad.
Yeah, he's really nice.
We're like BFFs now. Yeah, like I didn't actually talk to any of the cast except for Jesse C. Boyd, plays Jake, when I did the premiere for episode 1, who was really cool. Mm-hmm. But I spent most of my time with the production staff, like director and producer and yada yada. Who were all really cool and totally Austin-y type guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like as this show is going along, it's definitely finding its stride.
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways. I hope that it's going to continue to get darker and more desperate the way this episode decidedly did, but still with those little touches of light, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Rooster Teeth, you know, they've always had stuff that's very humorous in the past, and it's still here, but it never kind of tops, like, the seriousness of the, like, the scenarios that are happening. Like, you have humor to alleviate the situation, but it never supersedes what kind of, like, the main story, trying to find this cure, and then all the weird and creepy people they meet along the way.
Yeah, and here, like, you've got the one creepy guy who's about as creepy as a guy can get.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, a really nice guy, like Father Julio, played by Julio Cedillo, who you said was the bad guy in Sicario.
Yeah, he's, not to spoil anything, but yeah, him and Benicio Del Toro have, like, a standoff of sorts. And it's probably one of my favorite sequences from that film, and definitely one of my favorite movies of last year. So to see him, I was like, oh, wow, okay. So they're really, it shows just kind of like the talent they're getting for this show.
Kind of sad he didn't come along for the ride.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who knows? We might see him return maybe in future episodes. But, you know, they do mention that they might return later on once they potentially
assuming
they
find the cure, which they probably won't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, I mean, his presence, he adds kind of very much like Davy Jay, that kind of gravitas that I really like from the series.
Yeah, agreed. They did say it was only 15 miles to their destination.
Yeah.
So presumably next episode, mm-hmm. they get there.
Mm-hmm.
But now insinuated, yeah, we sent some people there and they never came back, which, you know, in real life would mean, well, any number of things could have happened along the way.
True.
It could have gotten, like, you know, they could have passed out of the wheel, got an accident. But viewing that this is narrative television, that means something nefarious is going on.
They're blood bags for a Morton Joe.
Or maybe there's another blockade of crazy people along the way.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe they don't get there next episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, true. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah?
Yeah,
like the Mad Max group on the way.
I want that. I mean, that's kind of the next, the only genre they haven't really touched on. So I really want them to just go with that, and I can't wait. I mean, it'll probably be, what, Pinocchio from episode 2 or whatever. He looked like Lord Humongous's little assistant, little
he
groupie.
Did.
So.
I just hope that Tina Turner shows up, and she's like, what do you want, Dragon?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Thunderdome is, to me, underrated.
I completely agree.
Yeah,
people gave it way too much shit because it wanted to have a sweet aspect to it. And I was like, whatever, that movie works. Fuck you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's not as good as 2 or 4, but it's still pretty good.
No.
Anyway, yeah, like, I would call myself officially hooked on this now.
Same.
And somehow Stephanie Drapeau, who plays Allie, was, like, even hotter than usual in this episode. I don't know why, since she was injured.
You have that throw-up fetish of yours, Chris.
No. Stop looking at my web history, Chris.
Okay.
it's called gagging, and it's legit.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm kidding. I don't. That's horrible. It's just that I have a thing for redheads.
I don't blame you. She's very attractive and very talented.
Yeah, she is very talented. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I'd say she's one of the best actresses on the show as a regular.
Yeah, and she's, like, given a lot to do. I mean, she suffers from, like, a concussion this episode, and I was actually nervous for her fate.
I was too, because, as we well know, no one is safe.
No, definitely not.
Like, I was thinking about that as she's like, you know, you're like, okay, you got a concussion, you're throwing up. How are you possibly going to stay awake at this point, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going, well, they'll find out. Ooh, maybe they won't, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know what's happening here, and there's certainly more than enough room. I mean, really, the only two characters who we're pretty certain are going to stay alive throughout this are Jesse and Sam.
Yeah, and probably.
Yeah. It seems unlikely that either one of them, especially Jesse, are going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
There are major first protagonists.
Oh, unless they pull a Game of Thrones and be like, oh!
Like, somebody's going to cut Jesse's head off.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that, you know.
Winter is here, bitch!
Sam will be pushed out a window by someone.
Yeah. And then, of course, the one point that the little Mexican girl, you know, Sam's, like, almost coulda, woulda, shoulda been love interest there.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of blood.
Yeah, it's like, just like a water fountain of blood that shoots out of her arm at one point. It's like, oh, okay.
No, you know, you lose a lot of blood. The first thing happens is you get really fucking tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a feeling she doesn't have 3 or 4 days left. I hate to be a downer.
No.
But it would be very weird if she was still alive when and or if they make it back.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the apocalypse. This thing tends to happen.
Yeah. People die. What are you going to do?
Well, I want to bring something up. So we kind of find out in this episode that this, like, death sickness not only affects humans, but also affects animals.
Yeah.
And so this episode kind of is like, oh, like, animals, like, all the animals, like, on the planet, or at least most of them, could all be dead.
Yeah, they mentioned earlier about there being no birds.
Yeah.
In an earlier
episode. I guess I never put that together in my head at the time. I was like, oh, my God, yeah, that's right. So that even if they do find a cure for whatever this is, it's like, the world can still be over for them.
Which says to me, this is not a virus, mm-hmm. or it would highly unlikely it would cross species in that way.
Yeah.
It probably is something else. Maybe it's a sound under, like, you know, that mm-hmm. human that we can't actively hear, but our brains are receiving.
Yeah, or, right.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Any sort of thing. But, like, it seems to rule out virus to me.
Yeah. It just kind of, to me, it just adds to the mystery and just kind of the stakes that the series is setting up.
I just say, I hope they know. You know, I'd be so frustrated if they just had the premise and hadn't decided yet what it was.
Oh, they'll pull a Robert Kirkman where they don't know.
Yeah,
or The Walking Dead.
Or like Carlton Cuse. Lost.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's not hope for that.
A little where he's like, oh, we totally know what the end is. And like, later on, he's like, well, we knew what the final shot was. We didn't know what the end storyline right. was going to
well,
be.
Well, we'll probably know that a dog does survive. You know, like in this episode, the dog makes it.
Yeah.
Ryan Salisbury, you can watch the show without being sad.
For now.
For now.
Yeah. As long as the blind guy stays alive, the dog is going to be okay.
Yeah. As long as they keep drinking that brouhaha.
Man, I want some of that brouhaha.
So do I.
It looks dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly does.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's Day 5 After Party. Tune in next week where we'll talk about Episode 4. Can't wait.